And then he called to Jesus and he said, My Master and my Lord, this is the gate of heaven, and it is well that we remain. 21. May we go down and bring three tents, a tent for you, a tent for Moses, and for Elijah one? But Jesus answered not. 22. And Moses and Elijah talked with Jesus on the mount. They talked about the coming trial of the Lord, 23. About his death, his rest within the tomb, about the wonders of the resurrection morn, the transmutation of his flesh, and his ascension on the clouds of light, 24. And all symbolic of the path that every man must tread, symbolic of the way the sons of men become the sons of God. 25. The three disciples were amazed, and suddenly the ethers were surcharged with song, and forms as light as air moved all about the mountain top. 26. And then from out the glory of the upper world they heard a voice that said, 27. This is the Son of Man, my chosen one to manifest the Christ to men. Let all the earth hear him. 28. When the disciples heard the voice they were afraid, they fell upon the ground and prayed. 29. And Jesus came, he touched them and he said, Arise, fear not, lo, I am here. 30. Then they arose, and as they looked about they saw no one, the men had gone. The Master only stood with them. 31. As Jesus and the three came from the mountain top they talked about the meaning of the scene, and Jesus told them all, and then he said, 32. Till I have risen from the dead tell not to anyone what you have seen. 33. But the disciples could not comprehend the meaning of the words, till I have risen from the dead. 34. And Jesus told them once again about his death, and rising from the grave, about the kingdom of the soul that was to come in glory and in power. 35. But Peter said, The scribes have taught that ere the king shall come Elijah must appear. 36. And Jesus said, Elijah has already come, but scribes and Pharisees received him not. 37. And men reviled him, bound him, cast him in a prison cell, and shouted with the fiend's delight to see him die. 38. What men have done to him, that they will do to me. 39. Then the disciples understood that Jesus spoke of John whom Herod slew. 197. Chapter 130. Jesus and the three disciples returned to Caesarea Philippi. The nine had failed to cure an epileptic child. Jesus heals the child and rebukes his disciples for their lack of trust in God. The Christians return to Capernaum. 1. When Jesus, Peter, James and John were come unto the city's gates a multitude of people thronged the way. 2. The nine apostles who went not with Jesus to the mount, had tried to heal an epileptic child who was obsessed, and they had failed. The people waited for the coming of the Lord. 3. When Jesus came the father of the child knelt down before him and implored his help. 4. He said, My master, I beseech that you will look in pity on my son, my only child, he is an epileptic child and suffers grievously. 5. Sometimes he falls into the fire and is burned, again he falls into the water and is like to drown, and many times a day he falls, he grinds his teeth, the foam pours from his mouth. 6. I took my child to your disciples, and they failed to give relief. 7. And as he spoke a servant brought the child before the Lord. The child spoke not, for he was dumb, and instantly he fell upon the ground. He foamed, he writhed in agony. 8. And Jesus said, How long has he been troubled thus? 9. The father said, From infancy, and we have sought in many lands for help, but found it not, but I believe that you can speak the word and heal my son. 10. And Jesus said, Faith is the power of God. All things are possible for him who in his heart believes. 11. The father cried, in tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. 12. And Jesus spoke the word of power, the epileptic child lay in a swoon, he did not breathe, and all the people said, The child is dead. 13. But Jesus took him by the hand and said, "Arise," and he arose and spoke. 14. The people were amazed, and many said, "This surely is a man of God, for no such power was ever given to man." 15. Then Jesus and the 12 went to the house, and after they had taken food and been refreshed, the 9 disciples said, 16. "Lord, why could we not heal this child? We spoke the word, but even that was powerless." 17. And Jesus said, "Your great success in all your former work has made you careless, and you forgot to recognize the power of God." 18. "Without the Spirit of the word is like an idle tale, and you forgot to pray." 19. "There is no faith without the prayer of faith. Faith is the wings of prayer, but wings alone fly not." 198. 20. "By prayer and faith you can bring down the mountain peaks, and cast them in the sea. The little hills will skip about like lambs at your command." 21. "This failure may be well for you. The great lessons that are learned in life come through the failures that are made." 22. As the disciples sat in thoughtful meditation, Jesus said, "Let these words sink into your hearts." 23. "The time has nearly come when you must bear your load alone, that is, without my presence in the flesh." 24. "For I will fall into the hands of wicked men, and they will slay me on the mount beyond Bezetha wall." 25. "And men will lay my body in a tomb where, by the sacred word, it will be guarded and preserved 3 days, then I will rise again." 26. "The 12 were sad, they did not understand, and yet they feared to ask him to reveal the meaning of his word." 27. "Next day the Christian master and the 12 began their journey of return, and soon were in Capernaum." Chapter 131. Jesus and Peter pay the half shekel tax. The disciples contend for the supremacy. Jesus rebukes them, teaches them many practical lessons. The parable of the Good Shepherd. 1. As Jesus and the 12 were resting in the house, the tax collector came to Peter saying, "Man, do Jesus and yourself pay this half shekel tax?" 2. And Peter said, "We pay whatever is assessed." 3. And Jesus said, "From whom do publicans collect this special tax? From strangers or from native sons?" 4. And Peter said, "The strangers only are supposed to pay this tax." 5. Then Jesus said, "We all are native sons and we are free, but lest we cause contention we will pay the tax," but neither had a shekel wherewithal to pay. 6. And Jesus said, "Go to the sea, cast in a hook and catch a fish, and you will find within its inner parts a shekel, which take up and pay the tax for you and me." 7. And Peter did as Jesus said, he found the shekel and he paid the tax. 8. Now Jesus heard the 12 dispute among themselves. The spirit of the carnal self was moving in their hearts, and they were questioning among themselves who was the greatest in the sight of God and man. 9. And Jesus said, "You men, for shame. The greatest is the servant of the rest." And then he called to him a little child, he took it in his arms and said. 10. The greatest is the little child, and if you would be great at all you must become as is this child in innocence, in truth, in purity in life. 11. Great men scorn not the little things of earth, he who regards and honors such a child, regards and honors me, and he who scorns a child, scorns me. 12. If you would enter through the kingdom gate, you must be humble as this little child. 13. Hear me, you men, this child, as every other child, has one to plead its cause before the throne of God. 14. You scorn it at your peril, men, for lo, I say, its counterpart beholds the face of God at every moment, every day. 15. And hear me once again, he who shall cause a little one to stumble and to fall is marked, accursed, and it were better far if he had drowned himself. 16. Behold, offences everywhere. Men find occasions for to sin and fall, and they grow strong by rising when they fall, 17. But woe to him who causes other men to stumble and to fall. 18. Be on your guard, you men of God, lest you constrain another man to fall. Beware lest you fall into sinful ways yourselves. 19. Now, if your hands cause you to sin, you better cut them off, for it is better far to have no hands and not be guilty in the sight of God and men, than to be perfect in your form and lose your soul. 20. And if your feet should cause offense, you better cut them off, for it is better far to enter into life without your feet than fall beneath the curse. 21. And if your eyes, or ears, cause you to sin, you better lose them all than lose your soul. 22. Your thoughts and words and deeds will all be tried by fire. 23. Remember that you are the salt of earth, but if you lose the virtues of the salt, you are but refuse in the sight of God. 24. Retain the virtues of the salt of life and be at peace among yourselves. 25. The world is full of men who have not in themselves the salt of life, and they are lost. I come to seek and save the lost. 26. How think you? If a shepherd has 100 sheep, and one of them has gone astray, will he not leave the 90 and the 9? 27. And go out in the desert ways and mountain tops to seek the one that went astray? 28. Yes, this you know. And if he finds the one that went astray, lo, he is glad, and he rejoices over it far more than over all the 90 and the 9 that did not go astray. 29. And so there is rejoicing in the courts of heaven when one of human birth who has gone forth into the ways of sin is found and brought back to the fold. 230. Yea, there is joy, more joy than over all the righteous men who never went astray. 31. And John said, Master, who may seek and save the lost, and who may heal the sick, and cast the demons out of those obsessed? 32. When we were on the way we saw a man who was not one of us cast demons out and heal the sick. 33. He did it by the sacred word and in the name of Christ. But we forbade him, for he did not walk with us. 34. And Jesus said, You sons of men, do you imagine that you own the powers of God? 35. And do you think that all the world must wait for you to do the works of God? 36. God is not man that he should have a special care for any man, and give him special gifts. 37. Forbid not any man to do the works of God. 38. There is no man who can pronounce the sacred word, and in the name of Christ restore the sick, and cast the unclean spirits out, who is not child of God. 39. The man of whom you speak is one with us. Whoever gathers in the grain of heaven is one with us. 40. Whoever gives a cup of water in the name of Christ is one with us, so God shall judge. Chapter 132. Jesus defends a man who has been convicted of stealing bread. The verdict is reversed. The man goes free, and the people supply the needs of his starving family. 1. A multitude of people thronged the streets. The officers were on the way to court with 1, a man accused of stealing bread. 2. And in a little while the man was brought before the judge to answer to the charge. 3. And Jesus and the 12 were there. The man showed in his face and hands the hard-drawn lines of toil and want. 4. A woman richly clad, the accuser of the man, stood forth and said, I caught this man myself, I know him well, for yesterday he came to beg for bread. 5. And when I drove him from my door, he should have known that I would harbor not a man like him, and then today he came and took the bread. 6. He is a thief and I demand that he be sent to jail. 7. The servants also testified against the man, he was adjudged a thief, and officers were leading him away. 8. But Jesus standing forth exclaimed, You officers and judge, be not in haste to lead this man away. 9. Is this a land of justice and of right? Can you accuse and sentence men to punishment for any crime until they testify themselves? 201. 10. The Roman law will not permit such travesty on right, and I demand that you permit this man to speak. 11. And then the judge recalled the man and said, If you have any tale to tell, say on. 12. In tears the man stood forth and said, I have a wife and little ones, and they are perishing for bread, and I have told my story oft, and begged for bread, but none would hear. 13. This morning when I left our cheerless hut in search of work, my children cried for bread, and I resolved to feed them or to die. 14. I took the bread, and I appealed to God, was it a crime? 15. This woman snatched the loaf away and threw it to the dogs, and called the officers, and I am here. 16. Good people, do with me whatever you will, but save my wife and little ones from death. 17. Then Jesus said, Who is the culprit in this case? 18. I charge this woman as a felon in the sight of God. 19. I charge this judge as criminal before the bar of human rights. 20. I charge these servants and these officers as parties to the crime. 21. I charge the people of Capernaum with cruelty and theft, because they heeded not the cries of poverty and want, and have withheld from helpless ones that which is theirs by every law of right. 22. And I appeal unto these people here, and ask, Are not my charges based on righteousness and truth? 23. And every man said, Yes. 24. The accused woman blushed for shame, the judge shrank back in fear. The officers threw off the shackles from the man and ran away. 25. Then Jesus said, Give this man what he needs and let him go and feed his wife and little ones. 26. The people gave abundantly, the man went on his way. 27. And Jesus said, There is no standard law to judge of crime. The facts must all be stated ere a judgment can be rendered in a case. 28. You men with hearts, go forth and stand where stood this man and answer me, what would you do? 29. The thief thinks every other man a thief and judges him accordingly. 30. The man who judges harshly is the man whose heart is full of crime. 31. The courtesan who keeps her wickedness concealed by what she calls respectability, has not a word of pity for the honest courtesan who claims to be just what she is. 32. I tell you, men, if you would censure not till you are free from sin, the world would soon forget the meaning of the word, accused. 202. Chapter 133. The 12 go to the feast in Jerusalem, but Jesus remains in Capernaum. He selects 70 disciples, and sends them out to teach and heal. He goes alone to the feast, and on his way he heals 10 lepers. He teaches in the temple. 1. The harvest feast drew near, the 12 went to Jerusalem, but Jesus did not go with them. He tarried in Capernaum. 2. Among the multitudes that followed him were many who went not up to the feast, they were not Jews. 3. And Jesus called 70 of these disciples unto him and said, The kingdom of the Christ is not for Jews alone, it is for every man. 4. Lo, I have chosen 12 to preach the gospel, first unto the Jews, and they are Jews. 5. 12 is the number of the Jew and 7 the number of the all, including every man. 6. God is the 10, the holy Jud. 7. When God and man are multiplied, we have 70, the number of the brotherhood of man. 8. And now I send you forth by 2s and 2s, not to the Jews alone, but unto every nation under heaven, to Greek and to Assyrian, to the Samaritan, to those beyond the seas, to every man. 9. You need not go afar, for men of every land are here and in Samaria. 10. Arise and go your way, but go in faith, and take no gold nor silver in your purse, no extra coat or shoes. 11. Go in the sacred name. Trust God and you will never come to want. 12. And let this be your salutation everywhere, peace be to all, goodwill to all. 13. And if the Son of Peace be in the house, the door will open wide and you will enter in, and then the holy peace will rest upon that house. 14. The 70 in twos went forth, they went into Samaria, and as they went they said, Peace be to all, goodwill to all. 15. Repent and turn from sin, and set your house in order, for a Son of Man who bears the image of the Christ, will come, and you may see his face. 16. They entered every village of Samaria, they preached in Tyre and in Sidon by the sea. Some went to Crete, and others into Greece, and others went to Gilead and taught. 17. And Jesus, all alone, went to the feast by the Samaria way, and as he went through Sychar on the way, the lepers saw him and a company of 10 called from afar and said, 18. Lord Jesus, stay and speak the word for us that we may be made clean. 19. And Jesus said, Go forth and show yourselves unto the priests. 20. They went, and as they went their leprosy was healed. One of the 10, a native of Samaria, returned to thank the Master and to praise the Lord. 203. 21. And Jesus said to him, Lo, 10 were cleansed, where are the 9? Arise, and go your way, your faith has made you whole. 22. You have revealed your heart and shown that you are worthy of the power, behold the 9 will find again their leprous hands and feet. 23. And Jesus went his way, and while the feast was on he came into Jerusalem, and went into the temple courts. 24. And he rebuked the scribes and Pharisees, the priests and doctors of the law for their hypocrisy and selfishness. 25. The common people were amazed, they said, From whence has come the wisdom of this man? He speaks a sage. 26. And Jesus said, I did not learn the wisdom of the Holy One within the schools of men, my teaching is not mine, I speak the words of him who sent me here to do his will. 27. If any man would know whereof I speak, lo, he must do the will of God. No man can know except he enters into life and does the will of God. 28. Now, Moses gave the law, but none of you have kept the law, how can you judge the worthiness of any man? 29. Once in these courts I healed a man upon a Sabbath day, and in a rage you sought to take my life, and now because I tell the truth you seek again to take my life. 30. A scribe spoke out and said, You foolish man, you are obsessed, who wants to take your life? 31. The common people said, Is this not Jesus whom the rulers long have sought to kill? And now he comes and teaches in the temple courts. 32. If he is guilty of such monstrous crimes, why do they not take him away in chains? 33. And Jesus said, You all know me, and know from whence I came, but you know not the God who sent me here, whose words I speak. 34. The multitudes again stood forth in his defense, they said, If this is not the Christ whom God has promised to reveal to men, will he do greater works when he shall come than does this man? 35. The Pharisees and ruling priests were angered and they sent their officers to take him ere he went away. The officers were filled with fear, they seized him not. 36. And Jesus said, Lo, I am here but for a little time and then I go my way to him who sent me here to do his will. 37. You seek me now and you can find me now, the time will come when you will seek and will not find, for where I go you cannot come. 38. The people said, Where will he go that men can find him not? Will he go forth to Greece and teach the Greeks? Or will he go to Egypt or Assyria to teach? 204. 39. But Jesus answered not, unnoticed by the multitudes he left the temple courts and went his way. Chapter 134. Jesus teaches in the temple. His words enrage the rulers. Nicodemus defends him. He spends the night in prayer on Mount Olives. Next day he again teaches in the temple. An adulteress is brought before him for judgment. 1. On the last day of the feast when multitudes were in the courtways, Jesus said, 2. Whoever is athirst may come to me and drink. 3. He who believes in me and in the Christ whom God had sent, may drink the cup of life, and from his inner parts shall streams of living waters flow. 4. The holy breath will overshadow him, and he will breathe the breath, and speak the words, and live the life. 5. The people were divided in their views concerning him. Some said, "This man is prophet of the living God." 6. And others said, "He is Messiah whom our prophets said would come." 7. And others said, "He cannot be the Christ, for he came down from Galilee. The Christ must come from Bethlehem where David lived." 8. Again the priests and Pharisees sent officers to bring him into court to answer for his life. But when the officers returned and brought him not, 9. The rulers were enraged and said, "Why did you not arrest this man and hale him into court?" 10. The officers replied, "We never heard a man speak like this man speaks." 11. Enraged the Pharisees stood forth and said, "Have you gone mad? Have you been led astray? Are you disciples of this man?" 12. Have any of the rulers, or the Pharisees believed on him? The common people. Yes, they may believe. They are accursed, they know not anything. 13. But Nicodemus came before the rulers and he said, "Can Jewish judges judge a man and sentence him until they hear his plea? Let Jesus stand before this bar and testify himself." 14. The rulers said, "This Jesus is a wily man, and if we suffer him to speak, he will rebuke us face to face, and then the multitudes will laugh and stand in his defense." 15. And then you know, as well as we, that prophets do not come from Galilee. 16. The rulers felt the force of what the officers and Nicodemus said, and they said nothing more. 17. And then the people went their way, each to his home, but Jesus went unto Mount Olives where he spent the night in prayer. 205. 18. But in the morning when the sun had scarcely risen, Jesus came again, and many people came to see him in the temple courts, and he sat down and taught the multitudes. 19. The Pharisees and scribes were still alert to find a cause whereby they might condemn him by the words he spoke. 20. The officers had taken in the very act of crime, a courtesan. As Jesus taught, they brought this woman and set her in the midst and said, 21. Rabboni, this vile woman has been taken in adultery. The law of Moses says that such as she shall die, be stoned to death. What do you say should be her punishment? 22. And Jesus stooped and made a figure on the ground and in it placed the number of a soul, and then he sat in silent thought. 23. And when the priests demanded that he speak, he said, "Let him who has no sin stand forth and be the first to cast a stone at her." 24. And then he closed his eyes, and not a word was said. When he arose and saw the woman all alone, he said, 25. Where are the men who brought you here? They who accused? 26. The woman said, "They all are gone. No one was here who could condemn." 27. And Jesus said, "And I condemn you not, go on your way in peace, and sin no more." Chapter 135. Jesus teaches in the temple. He reveals some of the deeper meanings of the Christian ministry. The rulers are greatly enraged and attempt to stone him, but he disappears. 1. The feast was done and Jesus, Peter, James and John were sitting in the temple treasury. 2. The 9 had gone back to Capernaum. 3. The people thronged the temple courts and Jesus said, 4. I am the lamp, Christ is the oil of life, the holy breath the fire. Behold the light, and he who follows me shall not walk in the dark, but he shall have the light of life. 5. A lawyer said, "You witness for yourself, your witness is not true." 6. And Jesus said, "If I do witness for myself, I speak that which is true, for I know whence I came and where I go." 7. And no one else in flesh can testify for me, for none know whence I came, nor where I go. 8. My works bear witness to the truth I speak, As man I could not speak the words of holy breath, and then my father testifies for me. 9. The lawyer said, Where does your father live? 206. 10.